We are live. I am Jim Rome, and we are coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. All right, so logistically, we are chasing a little bit when it comes to the beef segment. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, you can see off to my left is a giant tower of beef. Not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper's original old-fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy, and peppered all come in 4-ounce bags. So you can sample different flavors to find the best one for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares to Old Trapper with your beef. Like right there. Original, old-fashioned, teriyaki, hot and spicy. All four in the big plastic tower of power. The tower of beef. All right, so like I mentioned, logistically, we are chasing it a little bit. So if you want a beef, go ahead. It's not too late. Generally, on most other normal days, the beefs start early and often, and they come in. But we obviously have been dealing with much more pressing matters. But as I mentioned, you can still beef. We can still beef, and we can have a little fun right here if you want. This guy writes, so hit me up on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Remember, the way the beef segment goes, we do it only once a week. You can beef about anything you want. Sports, non-sports, family, friends, business, anything. Also, if you want to call with a beef, you can. 1-800-636-8686. Jimothy, I've got beef with the guy who yells, "Let's go!" when he walks into a party. Let's go. Go grow the hell up, frat bro. And at least act like you have the minimum brain cells required to greet other people. Tyler in the OC. My man, how old is this bro? Are we talking about a 30-year-old who does that? Or are we talking about a 50-year-old? Are we talking about a 75-year-old? Imagine Rit rolling into a party. Let's go!
Game on.
Actually, I can imagine that. Where's the hot chocolate? Where are the Skittles? Let's go!
Bring it on.
This guy's great. My beef is with ladies older than Rit. They try to act like they listen to and enjoy current music. Hey, Grandma, quit twerking to Bad Bunny and Cardi B. Nobody needs to see that. Or hear you cackle, "I love this song." Go home and listen to your fog hat and step in wolf like the rest of us fossils. Rip in Pensacola. How many grandmas do you know listen to fog hat? Wait, is grandma like twerking to "Slow Ride"? Take it easy. That'd be cool. That's what I need to see. Hello, Jim. Rip, you're the clubhouse leader. You might win with that. Hello, Jim. My beef is with the dad of the foster care kids from the movie Angels in the Outfield. That deadbeat promises to be in their life again, only if a terrible team wins the American League. Then when they actually start winning, he backs off his own bet. Dude is a terrible dad and a terrible sports bettor. Nasty combination. Jeff from PDX. This says, my beef is with public speakers who start speeches by saying, "Good morning," and then pause and say, "Aw, come on. We can do better than that. I said, good morning."
Oh, come on.
I'm telling you, dude. You lost me right there, and I am now leaving you a 1-star review. Be better. Eric in Colorado Springs. Eric, I do a little public speaking myself. I'm going to remember that. That's actually good advice. I'm not going to use that joke. Not even a joke, but an open or a greeting. Good morning. Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
Good morning.
Oh, come on.
This guy's like, yeah, 1-star. You're not going to have a good morning when you see this. Count Smackula, my beef is with the price of coffee. Why do 16 ounces of a product that literally grows on trees cost more than a gallon of gasoline, which comes from dinosaur remains, drilled for in the Gulf of Mexico, heavily refined and shipped around the country in specialized tankers. Even after that butthole from Russia started World War III and shot the price of gas through the roof, my 16-ounce latte still costs $2 more.
Butthole.
Regards, butthole. Derek in Des Moines. That's good. That's really good. I like it, Derek. Hey, Rome. I have a beef with my golf buddies that don't get my Rome Show drops when we play. Like when I hit a bad drive and drop, not good.
Not good.
Below not good.
Below not good.
Or when I don't putt well and I say, I'm struggling.
Struggling.
Then a guy says, what did you get on that hole? I say a double.
Double.
These bags need to listen to your show. Aaron in Iowa. Aaron, make it happen.
Double.
Get on them so they understand. Hey, Jim, my beef is, why is there not a cancel button in the elevator? How many times have you stepped in the elevator only to find some kid pushed all the buttons, making you stop at every floor on your way to your destination? War, stop doing that, kid. War, cancel button. Dean in the FTW. Rome. My beef is with strangers that keep referring to me as my man. Look, guy, you're just some greasy salesman cold calling me, trying to make me part with some of my hard-earned Benjamins. I'm not, quote, your man. I'm not your anything. Drez in C-Town. War Steve Kerr. Yo, my man, take it easy. What's up, my guy? What's up, Home Slice? Yo, Chief. At Evan in the Bay. My beef is your segment title, What's Your Beef? How antiquated. It should be, What's Your Tofu? Regards, vegans. I see what you did there, Evan. Hey, Jim. This week, one of those electric rental scooter companies dropped off 500 of those death traps all over my city. There is no training or helmets required. You just hop on and cruise all over downtown, ignoring all traffic laws or sense of danger. And if you are lucky enough to not run over an old lady or not bust your tailbone falling off one of these things, you just leave it strewn about the sidewalks when you're done for innocent bystanders to trip over. War Irate Craig. Building a motorized shopping cart out of electric scooter parts. Evan in Oregon. This says, my beef is with people who don't know how to use an escalator. You go up, you go down. You get to the landing and you keep moving forward. You and your party don't mean to stop and stand right there to figure out where you're going. Phil in Indy. Are there people that don't know how to use the escalator? I guess. This says, my beef is when you're at the supermarket looking for something, you find a staff member nearby, so you ask where the KY is. Instead of telling you where it is, they just come and start looking for it with you. So lame. Regards, Steve K. All right, Steve. Hey, Jimbo. My beef is that there aren't more dogs barking out smack. Scott from Jamestown, New York. Dear Rome, my beef is with Paul's dog. A talking dog. This is a modern miracle. And we are somehow wasting the potential of this commendable canine on off-key sports takes and howling smack. Paul's dog is more than just a dog. He's an inspiration. throw the world a bone, and get that dog out there in front of the world to talk real issues. The world loves dogs, and maybe, just maybe, this hardy hound can unite the world to take on all the pressing challenges that we face today. War Jungle Family, War Nitrate-Free Jerky. Johnny in Oregon. All right, let's go to the phones. 1-800-636-8686. Call me with your beef. Phone lines are open. Let's go to Largo, Florida. Bernie. Bernie, what's your beef?
Hey, Rome. My problem is with the studio guys before a football game or something, and they're talking about Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, and they got to say their full name every damn time for 7 or 8 minutes. I know who you're talking about, bro. It doesn't have to be full name. That's my beef, bro. Thanks, Jim.
All right, Bernie, thank you. As somebody who appears on one of those pregame shows, I know exactly what you're talking about. Believe me. That small piece of real estate that I have on the NFL Today and CBS, I fight for that small piece of real estate. Believe me, I know every word I say. He's got a point. 1-800-636-8686. However, others would suggest that there's a crossover audience and maybe they don't know who you're talking about. Let's go to Omaha. She's been here before. Kathleen in Omaha. Kathleen, what is this week's beef?
Golf is the suckiest so-called sport. Everyone kisses Tiger Woods' ass, but Bryson is the one worth watching, not the old turkey earthworms Tiger and Phil. Bryson is a nice 240-pound steak and the best-looking golfer.
Kathleen, thirsty as always. Bryson is a nice 240-pound steak. Thirsty much? And she kept her streak alive and has never once greeted me with a phone call. Never once said, thanks, Rome. Hey, Rome. What's up, Rome? My beef, Rome. And I hope she never does. Never, ever, ever, Kathleen. I'm not going to tell you what to say or what not to say, but never, ever, 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 ever address me. Ever. This is one of my favorite streaks on the program. Beef segment continues for another moment or so. 1-800-636-8686. Here's one. Rome, Tanamo Bay. My beef is with the losers who live the driving range, but they don't hit balls. They got a Miller Lite that they've been sipping on for 3 hours, and they're waiting for that one girl to show up who's golfing on her own. Then they try to pick up on her, give tips. But they've got no idea what they're talking about. And they're making her worse. You're a creep. You suck at golf. Double idiot.
Double.
V and the fee. I did not expect that from you, V. I mean, I didn't know what to expect, but... Hey, Jim, my beef is with the phrase, complete stop. That term is redundant. The word stop means to cease, to stop moving. Hey, illiterates, work on your word comprehension. War politicians growing a backbone or getting voted out of office if they will not grow a backbone. Steve in Stockton. I like that, kind of bouncing back and forth between the tweets and the calls. Let's go to Wisco. Scott in Wisconsin. Scott, what's your beef?
What's up, Tim? My beef is with sandwich spread and pickle loaf. That doesn't make a sandwich. And I hope my wife's listening because I'm just disgusted. I'm out.
Scott, that's what the beef segment's for, right? You feel better now? If you have a beef, if there's something that is disgusting to you, hit me with it. If you find something revolting, hit me with that. Do it. And do it, and millions of people will hear it. And then maybe you'll feel better. That guy sounded, I don't want to say happy, but he sounded better after he got that off his chest. Whatever that was that he got off his chest. Let's go to Oregon. The beef segment continues. We do it once a week. It's always on Wednesday. Dan in Oregon. Dan, what is your beef?
Jim, I'm a nurse, and I've been doing it a while. Same place. Every annual review, what are my goals, and how do I want to grow? And I just want to get to work. I don't want anyone to die, and I want to go home.
I got you, Dan. There's his annual work review. What are my goals? To not have to do this every single year. To not have to tell you what my goals are. Dan in Oregon. He just did his annual work review for the entire jungle. Let's go to Fort Lauderdale. James. Good to have you, James. What's your beef?
My beef is with that guy that you get pics from that has that Gong car wash idea. That guy, I listened to his pics on the heat and the horse, and I didn't get a doggone dollar in return. Terrible pick. Get rid of that guy.
I've tried, man. I've tried. James in Fort Lauderdale. I tried. I tried pushing him through a doorway once, and he got stuck. Hey-oh. Listen.
Hey!
He hit the PGA. He hit the Preakness. What more do you want from this guy? That whole dog wash thing, I get. I get your beef, I mean, about the dog wash thing. Because I don't really get the dog wash thing. And I'm a dog guy. And yeah, you want clean dog. Why he's building a dog wash into his car wash, I really don't know. But I want to say it must be a good idea because the guy does make money. Hell, he gets paid full time for showing up here once a week. You can't have a head that big and not have, like, brain cells. Anyway, that guy had a bad experience with big head bets. If you hit it once, if you drop in once and it doesn't go well, I could see where you might feel badly about it, but it's really not fair. You know, just like if you walk into a casino and you win, it's not going to be like that every single time either. Quickly, let's go to Indy. Carl in Indy. Carl, what's your beef?
Jim, my beef is with weekend golf hack putter guy. We're standing in the fairway looking up at the green. This one dude reads his putt from 12 different angles, takes 10 minutes, and promptly steps up and rockets it by 10 or 12 feet or potentially off of the green while we stand sweating.
Sucks. I feel you. I think that's legit. Your beef, I mean, that's a legitimate beef and not an uncommon one. I'm sure many of you can relate to that. 1-800-636-8686. We're still going. Let's go to Vancouver. Mike in Vancouver. I love Vancouver. God, what a great town. Mike, what is your beef?
Paul. Ever since he brought that bitch home from the pound, he's been running around here sniffing everybody's trashes and stuff. I wish he would just throw a ball across the street so his ass would get ran over.
That's a little harsh. He's talking about Paul because of Paul's dog, and he owns the dog, so he wants to throw a ball across the street so somebody will run the dog over. And we did the whole genesis of this during our... First of all, I don't understand the polarization of Paul's dog. I don't understand why you hate Paul's dog so much. The show needs more of that, believe it or not. Like, some of you are acting like it's the worst thing that ever happened. Some of you are acting like, hey, Rome... It's the worst thing ever for your brand. It's beneath you. It's beneath your reputation. It's beneath you as a Radio Hall of Famer. I'm here to tell you, since I'm me, I can speak for me and I can speak for my brand. No, it's not. It's not bad for the brand. In fact, it's good for the brand. You know why? It's different. It's clever. It's funny. It's a talking dog. And not just a talking dog, but a funny dog. And again, different, clever, and creative always work. They never go out of style. That's always good for brand. Always good for the brand. Are you done, Chalk? Have you had enough? All right. Hello, Room. Like it or not, that dog is here to stay. That dog is getting better. And that dog is getting more and more polarizing. And that dog has a golden ticket. And that dog will be invited. Day of. Smack off number 28 is June 24th. And you are running out of time. You know, I had wanted to do a player profile of Benny and Wisco. That probably will hold until tomorrow. I'm not trying to get that in today. Because I want to make sure that gets the proper real estate. Nice job on the beef segment. That was well done. Because when that segment started, I didn't think we had one. So good rally by you clones. I want to remind you that coming up at 11:40, or 20 minutes from right now, Ken Danico joins me, NHL Network analyst. Also coming up on the Jim Rome podcast, episode 223. We've done well over 200 eps. Phil Hellmuth, poker icon. The guys on the other side of the glass are all about this dude. Rit and Chalk, they were fired up to get him, and then even more fired up after they heard him. So if you're into that, you're going to love that. So since we talked about it for the entire segment, let me ask you one last time. Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so amazing? Why don't we start with the fact that it's a family business. A family business which stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Do not be fooled by other brands. Beef jerky is not one and the same. It's not all the same. Make sure that you choose Old Trapper, where you can actually see the quality right through their iconic Clearview packages. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender, it's never tough, because they use only the best ingredients. From their lean strips of beef, seasoned with top quality spices, to their real wood-fired smoke, Old Trapper delivers quality in every single bite. And as I mentioned during the segment, it comes in four exceptional flavors. Just choose the one you want. If you're not sure which one you like best, try them all. Pick up a 4-ounce bag of each. If you already know which one you like best, then take the big swing. Get the 18-ouncer. That way, there's enough for the entire team. If you do not see it, ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef?
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
All right, welcome back. Short segment. Quick reminder, five-time world champion Gervonta Tank Davis defends his WBA lightweight title against number one ranked contender Rolando Romero. Two undefeated fighters in a matchup for the ages, live on pay-per-view Saturday, May 28th, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Go to Showtime.com and order right now. All right, let's see here. How about an ATP? Why don't we do the ATP? Before we talk some hockey, the ATP is the Ask the Pros. We do it every Wednesday, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Let's see here. At John Reed from TX. Jim, are you and DJ catching Top Gun Maverick on Friday night or Saturday night? That's funny. As far as I know, neither, but I'm available for either. I think DJ's got a barbecue plan for the weekend, for the long holiday weekend on Saturday. I don't know, but I'll tell you what. I have not seen the movie yet, but it's getting good reviews, isn't it? I'm really happy to see that. And it got a great review from the guy who matters most. Keith Arnold! Keith Arnold, what up? What up, dude? He hit me first thing this morning. He texted me first thing this morning and said, unsolicited. Hey, Keith, all your stuff is unsolicited. Hey-o! Just kidding, brother. Listen, what he thinks matters. Why do I say that? I like the guy. He's smart. James Kelly's like, who's Keith Arnold? You know who he is, dude. Stop that. Keith Arnold... named his child Maverick.
Like, let's be real.
That's how much that movie means to him. And didn't nickname him Maverick, named him Maverick. So then again, how much can we really trust his opinion? He named his kid Maverick. What's he going to say? The movie sucked? He has to love the movie. But then Keith's thing was being blunt and honest. So if he thought the movie sucked, then he would tell me. So, I woke up to that very first thing, early this morning. Keith is back in Minneapolis, and he hit me with that. So, he already has seen the movie, and obviously gave it two thumbs up. Hey, James Kelly, how do I put this? Shut up, dude. Stop bothering me. I'm trying to host the show. Can you hear this? That's Kelly. My phone. About to explode. Stop, dude. Yimmy, when was the last time you played poker? I don't play a lot of poker. I'm not that guy. However, I don't think I need to be that guy to talk to the guy, right? When was the last time I played NFL football? Patrick, why are you always making trouble, dude? If you're like, I'm not making any trouble at all. I'm just asking. No time recently, but I had a great conversation with one of the all-time greats that you can hear later on today. Let's see here. Hey, Rome, for the biggest event in radio, why not add, say, $1,000 for second place and $500 bucks for third? That might make it more competitive, considering it's pretty hard to beat the GOAT. Walt on Miami Beach. Fair. Why? Because I don't want to. Why? Because I like this notion of winner take all. Why? Because second place sucks. Why? Second place gets a set of steak knives. Not even that. I've said it. Winner gets $5,000. Second place gets nothing. Third place gets even less.
There are no points for second place.
They're all competing for the ultimate prize, man. $5,000. Winner take all.
You get nothing.
Hey, Jim, where does Alvy's double drop come from? He just played it during the beef segment. Amazing work today. Thank you, Jim. Nate L. in Boston. Double. You know where that comes from?
Let's play ball.
That guy. Stop.
Strikeouts, base hits, double play.
Man, that is a crap song. That is ass. Yeah, I know it's all subjective. Subjectively, I'm going to call that ass. That is terrible. That's where that comes from, Nate. I can't do an ATP. James, shut up. James Kelly, there's always a better show than the show that's on the air. And that other show is not better than the ones on the air. Stop. Stop it, head. I can't do an ATP without Edward Moreno. Mr. Rome, when you take the next vacation to Wisconsin, are you going to drive there? What has been the longest distance you have ever driven? Respectfully, Edward Moreno from San Diego. My man, you know what? Honestly, driving to Wisconsin probably would get me there faster than flying to Wisconsin. It is not an easy place to get to. Where we are, it takes all day. A couple of flights and all day. It's a really hard place to get to. What is the longest ride or the longest distance I've ever driven? I'm not that guy. I'm not road trip guy. As a kid, I got on a bus and went to Utah to go skiing. That took 16 hours. As somebody with a driver's license, the farthest I've ever driven, I have no good stories for you, yo. We have not packed up the family and done that road trip. Frisco? Literally, probably Frisco? No. Sacramento? No. Sonoma? Whatever the farthest reach of the state. Nevada, Arizona? Somebody do the math for me. What's farther? From Los Angeles, what's farther? L.A. to Sacramento, L.A. to Arizona. Let me think. Anything else? Not that far. How about that, Edward? Not that far. Hey, Rome, when is my player profile? I've won every smack-off. Signed, Rich Flores. And finally, hey, Jim, tell Pepperoni Nipples to keep his opinions to himself.
I don't even have big nipples. Like, let's be real.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk some hockey. Ken Danico joins me. First up, a sports update. Here's... So, it's been a challenging day, and I'm really glad to have been here today and had a chance to talk with you all. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. One last segment, and I'm very pumped for this. Hype for this. I love hockey. We are joined right now by somebody who had an amazing career. A three-time Stanley Cup champion. 20 20 seasons with the New Jersey Devils. He had his number retired by the Devils, an NHL Network and MSG analyst. NHL Network, he's got live coverage before and after every Stanley Cup playoff game, including on NHL Now and NHL Tonight. Ken Danico is going to appear on NHL Tonight at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern today. He joins us right now. Ken, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. Real pleasure to be on.
Great to have you on. I appreciate that, Ken. Really good to have you. So let me ask you, Edmonton jumped all over Calgary last night with three goals in the first. Then Calgary scored three unanswered to tie it up in the third on that wild goal before Edmonton finished it off. Let me start right there. What did you make of that game overall, and how does Edmonton look to you right now, Ken?
Oh, boy, have they taken it to another level. I mean, a level that I didn't even know the Edmonton Oilers were capable of. And let's not forget, midway through the season, the coaching change, they were in disarray. And yeah, they have two of the best players in the world, and the best player in the world in Connor McDavid is electrifying. But having said that, they couldn't keep the puck out of the net. They didn't compete the way you need to be successful. They relied too much on their top two guys. That is not the case right now. They have out-hit the Calgary Flames and dictated play, which is surprising me from the standpoint that the Flames are a big physical team, a playoff-built team, and I think the Oilers have kind of given them a little of their own medicine, and yes, Connor McDavid has been all-world, but they have finally got that secondary scoring and support that you need come playoff time.
Ken Danico is joining us. You know, Ken, nothing that McDavid does at this point should surprise anybody at all. But for you, what's it like for you to see him do what he's doing right now? I think you make a great point, too. He needs help. He can't do it by himself. But what's it like for you to see him do what he's doing now on the big stage?
Well, first off, I always say, no matter how good you are, a superstar, and you can ask Wayne Gretzky that, Mark Messier, Mary Lemieux, to win Stanley Cups, you have to step out of your comfort zone come playoff time, and I think McDavid has done that. In fact, he led the team in hits a couple of games. That's outside of his comfort zone. He's defending well. He's inside the blue line. He's blocking shots. And, yes, he's putting up big-time numbers, and that's what you expect on a nightly basis from McDavid. But it resonates with your team, him doing all the little things and understanding what it takes to win. He's really grown as a player and really leading the charge. Look, I've never seen a guy with hands, feet, and mind as fast as he is, and it all is cohesive. So the things he can do, sometimes he's unstoppable. You try to contain him, but right now the level he's at, that's very difficult for the Calgary Flames.
I love that, Ken. I'm blown away. Whenever I talk to somebody like you or somebody with a similar pedigree and hear you say the things that people similar to yourself say about him, it always blows me away, but he is that good. You said something also recently that really got my attention. I mean, you're one of the all-time legendary defensemen, so when you talk about defensemen, that tends to get my attention. You said recently, quote, "I don't think we've seen a defenseman like Cale Makar in decades. I'd go back as far as Bobby Orr. The kid's that special." I mean, that's incredibly high praise. What do you see in him that makes you say something like that?
Well, yeah, and that is high praise, and I don't throw that around loosely because Bobby Orr was the greatest. And I, even as a kid, I just marveled at him, the way he played, even though I was a completely different kind of style player. But none of us could do what he could do. But Cale Makar, I've never seen a kid as explosive from start to the first three strides, getting from 0 to 60 and a second and a half, like him in the National Hockey League. We had greats during my time and era, like Paul Coffey and Ray Bourque and Nick Lidstrom, and certainly Scott Niedermayer, who I'm a little biased, was the best skater I've ever seen and was my defense partner for a long time and just knew how to win, won 4 Stanley Cup championships along with Olympic gold medals. But Cale Makar has that level of thinking, and his finish in tight is like a forward. That's what I've never seen from a defenseman. When he does get below the dots and in the blue paint, he goes backhand, top shelf, crossbar, down. Defensemen can get there usually with their great skating ability, just don't have the finish and the hockey IQ that he has. So he's a real special young player, and sky's the limit. He's going to have some Norris trophies in his future soon here. but he's a guy that you just electrify. You love to watch.
That is extremely high praise. Ken Danico joining us. You mentioned Scott Niedermeyer, one of my favorites. You know, you were a part of the three cups, along with Niedermeyer, Martin Brodeur, Scott Stevens, Sergey Brelin. What was it about the five of you? Like Ken, you just said, in order to win a cup or cups, you have to get out of your comfort zone. What was it about the five of you that made that run so unique?
Well, I think we all brought something a little different to the table. Obviously, Niedermeyer, a Hall of Famer, Stevens, a Hall of Famer, Broder, arguably one of the greatest goaltenders of all time. So start with those three guys, and you've got a good core, a good base. It doesn't matter what sport it is, it still rings true. Defense wins championships. And, you know, I was in the trenches guy. Sergey Brelin was an all-purpose utility guy and a role player you consider as myself. But guys that you have to have or you can't win. It can't just be about your stars. You need the unsung heroes. And to have a core five for as many years as we did, the three Stanley Cup champions, I don't take for granted. Because it's hard to keep players together. And when you have a foundation and a base like we did, and some of the great Detroit Red Wings teams and the Pittsburgh Penguins now with Sidney Crosby and Malkin and Letang, you always have a chance. Doesn't mean you're going to win. But we set the bar high that Stanley Cup or bust our last 10 years. Didn't always materialize, but we did go four times to the finals. And I'm very grateful to play with such special people. You always have a special, special bond. Friendships together. Whether you see each other 10 years apart, it's like you never left. And those guys that you mentioned, I always talk about Scott and I, Niedermeyer a lot. We're very close. And he was 10 years younger than me, Jim, and I always said when I grow up, I want to be Scott Niedermeyer on and off the ice. That's the respect I had for him. But he was just a guy that sacrificed points, and everybody wondered, well, you got to bring offense, right? Niedermeyer could have had 300 or 400 points in his career, but he was taught by Larry Robinson and Jacques Lemaire, we need you to do more. He fought it as a young player, but we need you in every situation. And he learned to play both ends of the pocket, not just the offense. And that's the reason why he's the winner, and that's the reason why he was so good for the New Jersey Devils as well.
I mean, Ken, that point about Niedermeyer is really something. Like, I was never in that room. I never played the game. I never played with him. But I used to see him around here in Orange County. In fact, we went through a stint, Ken, believe it or not. My kids actually played hockey for, you know, I don't know, a few months. But incredibly enough, Niedermeyer was here. Chris Pronger was here. I would see Niedermeyer at the rink with his kids. Tell me I'm wrong. Is that not the most humble superstar, the most humble legend you've ever been around?
By a mile. And humility to me is such a great, great quality. And, you know, I'm pretty friendly with Wayne Gretzky because I grew up with Edmonton. Mark Messier was a good friend and a mentor of mine. And all these guys, these legendary players, I just love the time they give to the kids and the fans. And that's what it's all about. And those guys are tugged at a lot. But as far as Scott Niedermeyer goes, he never wanted the accolades. He never wanted a pat on the back. He was almost an introvert, shy to that, because it was about team and about winning, and how can you not respect that? And the other guys I mentioned as well, like, I've never seen a guy like Wayne Gretzky. I've been around him a lot from 18 years old on, and I have never seen a guy get pulled at and tugged at and handle it with grace consistently, and, you know, that's a whole nother level. But I have a lot of respect for that. Niedermeyer, like I said, one of my dear friends and a guy that I was grateful to play with as a D partner, as a teammate.
Hey, Ken, what about the fact that you played 20 seasons with the Devils, your entire NHL career with one team? There's a very short list of guys who played 20 seasons, an even shorter list who did it all with the same team. Obviously, it takes some luck and some good fortune, but how much does that fact mean to you?
The world. New Jersey Devils are my second family. I bleed red and black, and I've been with the organization 39 years. When I was as a player or broadcaster or in the community doing other stuff corporately for the Devils as well. But I'm just eternally grateful, because even through different ownership changes, you know, I never take that for granted. They had respect for the history of our team and guys that you know, wore the logo with pride. And I certainly believe humbly that I did that. And to still be around, I didn't know where New Jersey was when I was drafted, Jim. I've told that story many times as an 18-year-old kid playing junior hockey in Seattle. And New Jersey was the team. They didn't even have a team name yet in 1982. They moved from Colorado. And when they called me up and said, you're going to New Jersey, I would have ran the 2,000 miles to get my chance to play. That's what it was all about. My dream as a kid, telling my mother 10 times a day. But lo and behold, to be there as long as I have, to play for one team, I never take. Especially, I knew my role. I knew what I was. I wasn't the most talented or gifted, but I was going to do whatever it took to help my team win. It was about team. It was about being a good teammate. And to be here again, like I said, this long means the world to me, and it really does. I never take a day for granted. I was just hoping they didn't trade me, because we went through some lean years, those first 5 years, 6, 7 years. And then when Lou Lamoriello came, he traded a lot more talented players than me along the way to mold the team to his liking. But I guess I did something that he liked, and that he kept me around, because usually you're gone by the time you win championships, and it's not easy to win. You reflect, you realize that 10 years down the road, man, it's tough to win in this league with the competitive balance. Even right now, especially watching the playoffs, it's at an all-time high how even a lot of these teams are.
It's the best. An amazing hockey life and still living it. A 3-time Stanley Cup champ, 20 seasons with the New Jersey Devils. NHL Network has got live coverage before and after every Stanley Cup playoff game, including on NHL Now and NHL Tonight. Ken Danico is going to appear on NHL Tonight at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. Ken, really, really appreciate you in the conversation. That was an absolute blast. Thanks so much for doing that, Ken.
I really appreciate you having me, Jim. Admired you from afar, and keep up the great work.
You too, my man. I really appreciate you saying that. Again, really high praise, Ken. Really high praise. Thank you for saying that, and so good to have you on. And unlike the NBA, the NHL postseason product has been tremendous. It always is. Huge call brought to you by 303 Products. They have your number with a full line of premium protectants and cleaners. They've got everything you need to keep your car looking new longer. For more information, visit 303radio.com, 303radio.com. That was a blast. That's a great way to end the program. NHL Network analyst Ken Danico. Brandon Marsh of the Angels came on. We had KJ Osborne as well. Be sure to look for the Jim Rome Podcast, episode 223 with Phil Hellmuth. That's fun. That's a really good conversation. You will like that. If you love him, you'll love the conversation. I'm going to push that out shortly.